This is the son of PCJ.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everyone. Welcome again to your program, Happy Station Show from PCJ Radio. Now, this is a very special occasion. You're saying to yourself, what could that be? Well, today, we are announcing the three prizes for Happy Station's 83rd anniversary. Prize number three, a Texan S2000 receiver. The second prize, a Sanjin ATS-909X. And the grand prize, two lucky people will be coming here to Taipei to spend a little bit of time. That's right, today we are announcing all those prizes and much more. We also have on the show a very special guest, somebody who you don't know, but I think is a very special guest, and I'll tell you why a little bit later on in the show. Keith Perron here with you for the next 55 minutes. Now, many of you are saying, well, wait a minute. Happy Station's anniversary was traditionally in the month of November. Why are you doing it in March? Well, there is a good reason for that. First, you're absolutely correct. Happy Station's official anniversary, or birthday, is in the month of November. The reason why we are doing it in March is because, number one, it was in March 2009 that the show returned after being absent from the airwaves for a number of years. So that's why we're doing it that way. So we have two anniversaries. There's the official grand anniversary and the grand anniversary of the show returning in 2009. So we are combining them both into one lump. Let's say. Anyway, let's begin with our first piece of music today, and then we're going to get to some of the items that we have on today's show and stuff from the past that many of you will definitely, definitely remember. We kick off with Alison Morissette and Hands Clean here on the Happy Station Show from PCJ.
This would have happened. If you weren't so wise beyond your years, I would have been able to control myself. If it weren't for my attention, you wouldn't have been successful. And if it weren't for me, you would never have amounted to very much. We'll be right back. see. I wish I could tell the world, cause you're such a pretty thing when you're done up properly. I might wanna marry you one day if you watch that weight and you keep your firm body.
Alanis Morissette and Hands Clean here on your program, Happy Station Show. In 1978, Tom Meyer took part in a special live broadcast that was transmitted around the world. It was a continuous hours of broadcasting, it was 9 hours in fact, and it was to celebrate the 50th anniversary of international shortwave broadcasting from Holland, which began in 1928. Radio Netherlands didn't start until after World War II. Previously, the station was called Philips PCJ. At one time, it was even called, I think earlier on, PCJJ. It was during those years, in 1928, that the International Happy Station Show began with Eddie Starts, a show that today has continued. And sometimes I think, what would Eddie Starts say if he came back and found that this show is still on the air? It would be an interesting thing to find out, wouldn't it? Now, many of you are not familiar with PCJ, or rather, I should say, the original PCJ from 1928 to 1941. The station was created by Philips Electronics in Eindhoven. This is even before they were in the city of Hilversum. When Radio Netherlands had the brilliant idea, they said, well, we can create light bulbs. I think we can create radio tubes. Hence, we could create radios. But the problem then is, well, you can have radios, but what about programming? So Philips Radio built a transmitter, a beautiful transmitter with a beautiful rotatable antenna. At the time, it was the most modern antenna available. And they were able to broadcast around the world in Dutch, English, Spanish, French, and a number of other languages. They had programming targeted towards the Dutch East Indies. Today is known as Indonesia. Now, a lot of those early Happy Station shows from the late 20s and 1930s are long gone. Of course, audio tape didn't exist back then, and most radio programming was done live. So when Eddie did the program, it went out, and that was it. The show was never repeated. There are, however, some clips from that era. Let's now take a listen to one of those early clips of Philips Radio PCJ. It's from the early 1930s. The announcer is not Eddie Starts, it's a different announcer. But it'll give you an idea of what the station sounded like and how the sound of that era eventually turned into Radio Netherlands as being the friendly overseas station that you can really connect with.
Hello, my friends across the oceans. This is station PCJ of Philips Radio. You all know that station PCJ is mentioned the happy station of Philips Radio, and you know why. But I have to tell you something special today. We are more happy even when we have visitors from other countries who come to see Holland not only, but in particular, in this case, the station. And I can tell you and assure you really, from the bottom of my heart, that I'm even more happy, especially when there are Australian visitors. Today, we are very happy again because we have a guest from Australia Not an ordinary guest, but a radio guest. One of the principal radio announcers from Melbourne, Miss Greenham, from station 3KZ, known to you as Auntie Pat, is here on a visit to Holland, and we do appreciate the fact that she has taken the trouble to come specially to Holland, and, as I believe, also in particular to see our station. Well then, Miss Greenham, I have very great pleasure in bringing you across this distance to a microphone. You're familiar, but this seems something else again. Well then, will you tell the listeners, please, what was the reason for your traveling at, well, perhaps these rather uneasy times?
Well, thank you very much indeed, Mr. Wybrand. And it's a great pleasure to me to have this opportunity to speaking to all my friends in Australia once again. And I didn't quite imagine I'd been doing it all the way from Holland. However, I had heard from quite a number of people in Australia.
Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti.
I like a nice cup of tea in the morning, or to start the day, you see. And at 11:30, well, my idea of heaven is a nice cup of tea. I like a nice cup of tea with my dinner, and a nice cup of tea with my tea. And when it's time for bed, there's a lot to be said for a nice cup of tea. They say it's not nutritious, but darn it, it's delicious, and that's all that matters to me. It turns your meat to leather. Well, let's all die together. The one drink in paradise is tea.
I like a nice cup of tea in the morning, for to start the day, you see. And at 11:30, well, my idea of heaven is a nice cup of tea. I like a nice cup of tea with my dinner, and a nice cup of tea with my tea. And when it's time for bed, there's a lot to be said for a nice cup of tea.
Nice Cup of Tea, one of the early Happy Station themes from the Eddie Starts era. And I can just imagine Eddie tapping his teacup. But actually, what people didn't know is he wasn't drinking tea. No, it wasn't anything alcoholic. He was actually drinking coffee. But I don't think there was a coffee sound that would be appropriate to open the show at the time. Anyway, let's now get to the first prize that we have today, that we're giving away today on the show. For the 83rd anniversary, we're going to be doing the third prize first, second prize second, and then the first prize towards the end of the program. The third prize is a Texan S2000 receiver, a fantastic shortwave radio. And this radio is going out to Luis Garcia La Rosa in Venezuela. So congratulations to Luis Garcia La Rosa in Venezuela. We will be contacting you in the next week or so, so we can get all your details, so we can send out the Texan S2000 receiver to you. So congratulations again. I should mention, by the way, that we had, and I'm not kidding, over 1,000 people that entered the contest. And about 30 minutes before we recorded the show, Kevin Lee, our production assistant, myself, somebody from China Airlines, we put all the names into a bowl and we dug them out and just made sure that they had the correct details in there and that the phone numbers worked. And they did. And we notified the winners actually just before to make sure that they are who they say they are, because it could happen. We actually had some funny contest entries, but I'll tell you a little bit more about that later on. All right, you're listening to this special edition of The Happy Station. Of course, you can always contact us. Our email address is hs@pcjmedia.com. Let's stay on Eddie Starts for just another moment, Many people that started tuning in the 1950s and 1960s to Happy Station, Eddie didn't really begin with a cup of tea. He was a big marching fan, and he began his show with the Sousa Marches. Well, a Sousa March in particular. So let's take a listen to that march right now. Yes, a march that many of you will remember as the opening of Happy Station in the 1950s and 60s. In December 1969, Eddie starts retired. And then in January 1970, a new era of Happy Station began. Yes, a new era with a man who stayed at the helm for more than 20 years. And that is my good buddy, Tom Meyer. Now, how many of you remember this?
Transmite Radio Nederland, la emisora mundial holandesa, desde Hilversum, en Holanda. Esta es la Estación de la Alegría, cada domingo a la misma hora, realizada por Tom Meyer.
From wherever you might be, you're tuned to Radio Nederland, the Dutch World Broadcasting System in Hilversum, Holland. Well, friends, it's Sunday again and time for the Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Tom Meyer.
Yes, the signature tune from the Tom Meyer era. And Tom brought the show, of course, to a completely different level. They did the open house shows in front of an audience, bringing the show in a hot air balloon, trains, I mean, all over the place. It was completely, completely different. Now, 3 years after Tom took over, Happy Station was celebrating its 45th anniversary. And a very young man by the name of Mike McKinney, all the way in Dallas, Texas, was tuning in, and he had a copy of the show, which segues into this next little piece that I got because, as you know, I was doing some traveling. When I returned, there was a box, And I said to myself, why? I don't remember buying anything off eBay before I went. But I opened up the box. Inside were a couple of tapes. One tape had Happy Station Show with Edward Starts from fall 1969. And the other was taped off the air, Happy Station Show 45th Anniversary, November 18th, 1973. And it's an amazing show because it includes Eddie Starts, Tom Went to Eddie's Home, Harry Van Gelder, Jerry Cowan, and a number of other guests. There was also something else very special about that show. But before I tell you what that is and what the other song that became connected with Happy Station was, let's take a listen to a little interview that I did with Mike when I called him up at his home earlier this week. I have to first say to you, thank you very much for sending those two tapes. It was a very nice surprise after traveling, flying for more than 16 hours, getting back home and then seeing this. The jet lag just sort of went away for a few hours and then came back. But it was a very nice surprise. How did you get hold of this?
Well, I recorded those tapes on a reel-to-reel tape recorder back when they were first broadcast. And I've had them in a box in my closet all these years. So I've made cassette copies. I'm afraid I'm not really too digitally savvy, so I didn't try to convert them to a digital format. But I made cassette copies for you and just sent them to you.
Now, you started listening to Happy Station during the Eddie Starts era, right?
Yes, that's correct.
How did you come across the show? Were you just tuning around one Sunday and there was Eddie?
Yes, that's basically the way it happened. It was a good signal because it was a relay transmission via Bonaire in the Netherlands Antilles. It came in really clearly. But I just latched on to it because I enjoyed listening. And it was very appealing.
I mean, it must be. I mean, I don't know what's going through your mind right now. I mean, this is more than 45 years ago when you started listening. Did you ever think that, you know, more than 45 years down the road, you'd be talking to the guy who's hosting the show in 2012?
No, absolutely not. But it's a nice surprise.
So you even had a chance to head to the Netherlands.
Yes.
To meet Eddie, and you also met Tom. When was that?
That was in 1973. I was in college, and I was part of a European study tour with my college. We were over there in Europe for 10 weeks, but unfortunately the itinerary did not take us to Holland, so before we left, I got permissions to leave the group and make a side trip to Holland, and I was there 3 or 4 days, and got to meet both Edward Starts at his home, along with his longtime secretary, Gene Verstark. And then I got to meet Tom Meyer at the Radio Nederland studios.
What do you remember about those two encounters?
Well, both of them were very, very nice to me. Neither one could have been nicer. I know when I walked in to see Eddie for the first time, actually Gene answered the door at his home, and she took me back into his living room. I think I was in awe of this person that I'd listened to so often that I think some of the first things I said didn't make a whole lot of sense, but he very quickly put me at ease. And he was very sincere, very genuine, very nice to me. We spent several hours together. He took me in his car to see one of the palaces that the Queen lived in there in Holland, and he took me to one of his favorite cafes right on the water there, one of the canals. So I had a great time with him. And then another day I was able to take a train from Amsterdam, where I was staying, over to Hilversum and go to the Radio Nederland studios and meet with Tom. And Tom went out of his way to be nice to me. I know he spent more time with me than he probably really had time to spend because he was so busy at that time, but he was very nice to me and even gave me a ride in his car from the studios in Hilversum back to my hotel. So I just remember both of them being extremely nice to me.
You know what's amazing when you tell that story, and I think a lot of younger people that are maybe listening right now would say, what, radio personalities went out their way to do this? I mean, today, I can tell you firsthand a funny story that happened a few years ago with me. There was a guy that I used to listen to on I believe it was the BBC World Service. And when I went to London, I was getting a tour of the BBC, and there he was, and we talked for a bit. And he was the coldest person I could ever meet. I mean, today, especially in international broadcasting, there doesn't seem to be the same kind of friendly contact that there was back in those days, which I think is the reason why international broadcasting maybe has declined. Not just shortwave, but people don't really go out of their way anymore to really communicate directly with the listeners.
Well, both of them were very nice to me. One of the things I think about Edward Starts is that it seemed like when he was talking on the radio, he was talking directly to you. It's like you had a good friend in your living room talking to you. And he was the same way in person. He was very, very nice to me. Tom, of course, as well. He was extremely polite, and they went out of his way to make me feel comfortable and welcome there at the studios.
Now, you're obviously we're listening to a lot of shortwave radio at the time. What other programs would you be listening to?
Well, I listened to Radio Nederland a lot. I remember His and Hers with Jerry and Dodie Cowan, and I remember Harry Van Helder on DX Jukebox. And I listened to Radio Switzerland, some BBC, Radio Canada, so quite a few stations. But the Happy Station was my favorite program by far.
You know, I'm in touch with Dodie. She now goes by her maiden name, Deborah Ray.
Yes.
And she's not young anymore. And I will call her up. And we'll get talking for about, you know, an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. And the thing is, she is still the same way.
Well, I really enjoyed listening to her and Jerry as well on that His and Hers show. Mm-hmm. That was one of my favorites as well.
Mike, thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you for having me, and I wish you continued success.
Mike McKinney, all the way in Dallas, Texas. And you know, Mike, by the way, if you do come to Taiwan, I think it'll be my turn to give you a drive around Taipei. I mean, Eddie did it. You know, Tom gave you a drive. It's my turn. I feel obligated now. All right. Now, he sent a cassette along for the 45th anniversary of Happy Station that was broadcast on November 18th, 1973 from Bonaire. On that show, Tom also introduced a special thank you gift that they were sending to listeners all around the world. It was a special song with the lyrics composed by May O'Higgins, a well-known Irish composer. So let's take a listen to that very tape that Mike sent, followed by the song.
About 2 years ago, when I started singing on Happy Station, she wrote to me once and said, "Tom, if you sing, why don't you sing a special Happy Station song?" And I took this more or less as a joke and wrote back to her, or said to her on the show, "Well, if you want me to sing a Happy Station song, why don't you write one?" And she took me up on that. She wrote the special Happy Station song. She sent the music score and the lyrics to me and said, "Tom, you can do whatever you want with it. You can change the lyrics, you can change the music. Just see what you want to do with it, if you want to do anything with it, and let me know." Well, it took us about a year and a half, I think, but finally we got it. Arranged by Harry de Groot, a well-known musician here in Holland. We did change the music just a little bit. We didn't change the lyrics at all. And May O'Higgins used almost all the slogans that I always use on Happy Station in the song. We are going to hear the song now. It is, as I said, one of the songs on the record. It's called the Happy Station Song, and we are going to hear the Harry de Groot 20-piece orchestra, then the Letty de Jong singers. There are six of them, but they were dubbed, so there are 12 voices, and of course, the voice of little me, yours truly. The Happy Station Song.
is the happy station show, calling listeners everywhere.
Everywhere!
It's your station of smiles across the miles, spreading happiness all can share. Whether your transmission is HM or B, you're welcome to the world's largest happy family. So hello everyone, hello everywhere, from Alaska to Mexico.
Mexico.
Come and join in the swing and have a merry fling with the Happy Station Family Show. Show calling listeners everywhere.
Everywhere.
It's your station of smiles across the miles, spreading happiness all can share. Whether your transmission is HM or B, you're welcome to the world's largest happy family. So hello everyone, hello everywhere, from Alaska to Mexico. Come and join in the swing and have a merry fling with the Happy Station, Happy Station, Happy Station Family Show.
The Sunday Happy Station Show.
Yes, the Happy Station song with lyrics by May O'Higgins, who suggested to Tom that he sing a Happy Station song. And, well, she took him up on the offer and wrote that little ditty. And that was sent to a number of listeners around the world on a 7-inch record that played at 33 and a third. It included four songs, including a song that we'll listen to later on called Rosa Rosa. Anyway, now to give away the second prize for Happy Station's 83rd anniversary. The second prize is a Sanjen ATS 909X. And the winner is Parthra Sawati Gawasamy. And I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, Parthra. But that is for you, and you live in India. So congratulations to you, and we will be contacting you for the details that we need to send you the receiver very, very soon. So congratulations once again. And later on, by the way, in the show, we'll be drawing the grand prize for the two people that'll be coming to Taiwan and having a good old time here. All right. You're listening to PCJ Radio's Happy Station Show. Our email address is hs@pcjmedia.com. Now, as you know, Tom eventually did retire from Radio Netherlands and left Happy Station. The show was then taken over for 1 year by Pete Myers. And then the show's final run on Radio Netherlands was with host Jonathan Gruber. Last year, I interviewed Jonathan Gruber on the program, and one of the questions that I put to him was, what was it like taking over the show that had this long history? Was it difficult?
Well, the thing is when they handed it off to me, they never said to me at that point, oh, by the way, Jonathan, you're going to be the last host and it's all going to be over. They never said anything like that at all. It was just mine, as far as I knew. So hindsight is 20/20, and you know, if you look back, you could see now that the writing was on the wall, that it was quite clear that they had no intention of investing in the show anymore. I was working with Rosemary at the time. It was quite clear that Rosemary did not enjoy working with me, that she felt it was over, and she left the show. And then I was all on my own, and whereas there used to be a whole team of people, there used to be a lot of management backup on the show, it was just me in an office at a certain point. And I saw that the responses were getting less and less, and that may have had something to do with me. It may have had something to do with the fact that shortwave listenership was dropping like a rock at that point in history. So for whatever reason, it was quite clear that the days of the Happy Station were numbered. And then add that to the fact that I was really very new at what I was doing, and I basically got the job because I had been working with Pete, and I was there. I mean, who else were they going to give it to? So, you know, I received it, but I had very little experience. I didn't really know what I was doing, and I made a lot of mistakes along the line. And for whatever reasons, the listenership continued to dwindle and dwindle and dwindle. And then when they came to me and told me that it was all over, I wasn't in the least surprised, and to be honest, neither was I unhappy, because I didn't think I had been doing a particularly good job, and the management didn't really seem to want it anymore.
What was the response from the audience? I mean, did you have this sort of animosity from the audience, or some of the audience?
There was very little animosity from people. A lot of the people who had become dormant, I think, as listeners, who were either unhappy with me or unhappy with Pete or just not listening to shortwave anymore, had gotten the news, and then they started to write in, because we were asking them directly, seeing as the show is going off the air, send us your fondest memories and we'll read them on the air. And in some cases, we'll call you up and ask you to talk about them. So there was, like I said, the period at which I was working on Happy Station, there hadn't been a huge listener response at that point anymore. Then suddenly there was a much bigger response. A whole lot of people started writing in. They started telling us their stories. And that was actually very exciting. That was very inspiring for me. It really inspired me to do my best to make the last Happy Station show kind of a big send-off, which it was.
That was Jonathan Gruber, the final host of Happy Station, while the show was on Radio Netherlands. As you know, the music on today's show has been, well, all Happy Station-related, more or less. And not too long ago, few people asked me the question, why did you stop using the theme that you used to begin the show with when you brought it back in 2009? Well, the very simple answer for that is, well, we needed something to begin the first series, which we did. And then I thought, well, after a year, we'll change it to go to something more relevant to today, which we have done, I think, anyway. But a number of you would like to hear it again. It's sort of a retrospective themes of Happy Station years gone by. And the first one that we did on this show, when the show came back in March 2009. And some of you wanted to hear it again. So guess what? Here it is.
This is Station PCJ of Philips Radio, broadcasting on 31 meters, our weekly Friday program, which only lasts for 60 minutes.
H-A-B-B-Y-S-T.
Estación de la Alegría, the Happy Station Show. Yes, the opening of Happy Station when I brought the show back in March 2009. We used that actually for 1 year. And then, of course, we went to something else, which, of course, you didn't hear today because we began with a jingle that was recorded for Happy Station in the 1950s by the Sweet 16s. Funny how things actually work out. And by the way, the first year of shows that we did, if you go back and listen to the archives of them, which are available online, you'll notice something about them. They're all in mono. Yeah, they're all in mono. And that's because of the studio facilities that we were using at the time. Anyway, we're going to have now another piece of music, and then we're going to be announcing the grand prize. Yes, the grand prize going out to two lucky listeners right now who entered the lucky draw that we had, which is for, well, I'll tell you about it after we take a listen to this. Keep you sweating a little bit longer. Here's Tomer and Rosa Rosa.
Rosa, rosa, tan maravillosa, como blanca diosa, como flor hermosa, como me condena a la dulce pena de sufrir. Rosa, rosa, dame de tu boca esa furia loca que mi amor provoca, que me causa llanto por quererte tanto solo a ti. Ay, rosa, rosa, pide lo que quieras, pero nunca pidas que mi amor se muera si algo ha de morir. Moriré yo por ti. Ay, rosa, rosa, pide lo que quieras, pero nunca pidas que mi amor se muera si algo ha de morir. Moriré yo por ti. Rosa, dame todos tus sueños, dueño de tu amor quiero ser. Dame de tu ayer las heridas, vida, júntame hasta tener. Ay, rosa, rosa, eres orgullosa y sin contemplarme tu fe se destroza. Mientras tanto yo agonizo por ti. Ay, rosa, rosa, pide lo que quieras, pero nunca pidas que mi amor se muera si algo ha de morir. Moriré yo por ti. Rosa, dame todos tus sueños, dueño de tu amor quiero ser. Dame de tu ayer las heridas, vida, júntame hasta tener. Ay, ay, rosa, rosa, eres orgullosa y sin contemplarme tu fe se destroza. Mientras tanto yo agonizo por ti. Ay, rosa, rosa, pide lo que quieras, pero nunca pidas que mi amor se muera si algo ha de morir. Moriré yo por ti, moriré yo por ti, moriré yo por ti. ¡Rosa!
Tom Mayer and Rosa Rosa. Well, now for the moment that many of you have been waiting for, who is the winner of the first prize? Yes, the first prize. Now, let me tell you a little bit about it. Two return tickets, round trip to Taipei, Taiwan from China Airlines, Taiwan's national carrier. A week's stay at the Radisson here in Taipei, plus each of you will receive a Sanjen ATS-909X and 15,000 New Taiwan Dollars, spending money. Now, 15,000 New Taiwan Dollars doesn't sound like $15,000 US. No, the conversion is around $500 US. For the week that you were here, you're going to be visiting the Taipei 101 building, a day trip to Wulai, the historic hot spring area of Taipei, a visit to the president's office. And no, you're not going to be meeting the president, but just a visit to his office, an absolutely fantastic, beautiful building, a visit to the National Palace Museum, a visit to the National Radio Museum, and you'll be having dinner with me, and I'll be showing you around other parts of the city as well, and maybe even make a day trip to a very nice area called Danshui. Very, very nice area. Have delicious seafood. If you don't like seafood, well, then you're out of luck. No, I'm just kidding. We'll find something. Don't worry about it. Anyway, the two winners of the grand prize for Happy Station's 83rd anniversary are Charlie Duffield in Johannesburg, South Africa, and Ronald McGovern in Chesterfield in the United Kingdom. So, Charlie and Ronald, we're going to be contacting you on April 3rd. To get all the details that we need from you. For example, like passport number and stuff like that, so we can make sure that the tickets are sent to you on time and we have all your names spelled correctly for all the reservations and everything. And I look forward to seeing you here in Taiwan this summer. So, congratulations to Charlie Duffield in South Africa and Ronald McGovern in the United Kingdom. This should be a lot of fun. And we're going to be recording their journey while they're here. And we're going to be bringing you a special Happy Station show with the two of you. Yes. So you're going to be coming down to the studio and doing it with us. It's going to be a lot of fun. Now, some of you are saying, oh, the contest is over. Oh, we're going to have to wait. No, actually, we have another one coming because we're going to be giving away one every month. Every month. Yes. I'll say that again. Every month, we're going to be giving away a Sanjen ATS 909X every month starting in the month of May for 1 year. Tune next week to find out what you have to do to enter for that. We have time now for one more piece of music, and we're going to dedicate this to all those who did enter. It's yours truly singing on a wonderful day like today that I recorded in Japan with the NHK Big Band.
On a wonderful day like today, I defy any cloud to appear in the sky. Dare any raindrop to pop in my eye. On a wonderful day like today, on a wonderful morning like this, when the sun is as big as a yellow balloon, even the sparrows are singing in tune. On a wonderful morning like this, on a morning like this, I could kiss everybody. I'm so full of love and goodwill. Let me say furthermore, I adore everybody. Do come and dine, the pleasure is mine, and I will pay the bill. May I take this occasion to say that the whole human race should go down on its knees. Show that we're grateful for mornings like these, for the world's in a wonderful way, on a wonderful day like today. Like this, I could kiss everybody. I'm so full of love and goodwill. Let me say furthermore, I adore everybody. Do come and dine, the pleasure's gonna be mine. I'm gonna pay the bill, wee wee, ha ha. May I take this occasion to say that the whole human race should go down on its knees. Show that we're grateful for mornings like these, for the world's in a wonderful way, on a wonderful day like today.
Yours truly with On a Wonderful Day Like Today. And hopefully it has been a wonderful day for all those who won prizes. And if you didn't win a prize, don't worry. You know, don't worry, really, because we have other things coming up and other contests and stuff like that. So you never know. You could be the winner for one of those. All right. So congratulations one last time to Luis Garcia La Rosa in Venezuela for winning the third prize, the Texan S2000. To Pathwa Sarati Goswami in India for winning the second prize, the Sanjen ATS 909X, and the first prize, the grand prize. Congratulations, a special, I should say, congratulations go to Charlie Duffield in South Africa and Ronald McGovern in the United Kingdom. And all of you, we're going to be contacting you this week to get all the contact details so we can get your prizes to you and your airline tickets and give you the itineraries if you're coming here and everything else. So stay by your phone or check your email, all right? And if you're listening to this and you didn't hear from us, send us an email because, it happened before where we had people that entered contests and we wrote back to them and their email all of a sudden wasn't working. So check your spam mail as well because things happen sometimes. Anyway, before we go, once again, if you want to listen to this program again as well as past editions, visit our website, www.pcjmedia.com. And if you want to contact us for a music request or suggestion or just to say hello, it's very easy. Yes, it is very, very easy. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Just go to hs@pcjmedia.com, which is our email. Or you can also call the answer line, which is +44 20 3286 1399. That's the PCJ answer line. You can leave a message for us. Again, +44 20 3286 1399. Well, we are now out of time. What do we have next week? Well, we have a lot of music, actually, that we have to get to that we haven't been able to get to. So stay tuned for that. We'll have a lot of fun as well. All right. On behalf of our technical genius, yes, our technical genius, Kevin Lee, our production assistant, Johan Backer, this is Keith Perron, all the way in Taipei, Taiwan, saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.